proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue looking at the six woes or judgments that God pronounced against Israel, found in the fifth chapter of Isaiah's prophecy. The third of these judgments condemned the Jewish people for their unbridled addiction to sin. God declared, quote, "Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin, as it were, with a cart rope," unquote. In that verse, God used the figure of speech which derived from agricultural practices with which the Jewish people would be familiar. In effect, God said, the Jews of Isaiah's time seemed to put forward as much effort to commit sin as a beast of burden would do when plowing a field. The Hebrew noun hebel, translated as cords, appeared in the second chapter of Joshua, in connection with the literal rope that Rahab used to help the Israelite spies escape the city of Jericho. Yet when used metaphorically, hebel could also denote pangs of anguish. Indeed, Isaiah used that word to compare Jewish suffering to the pain experienced by a woman in childbirth. Shav, the Hebrew noun rendered as vanity, denoted falsity in speech and worthlessness in conduct. The author of Psalm 12 condemned those who speak vanity, every one with his neighbor. Throughout the book of Ecclesiastes, that author repeatedly pointed to his own worldly attainments as nothing more than vanity and vexation of spirit. The expression, draw iniquity with cords of vanity, that expression could thus have alluded to the Jews of Isaiah's time becoming so hardened in their sin that they embraced its effects enthusiastically. They had grown accustomed to their iniquitous practices, such as idolatry. They'd grown accustomed to their sinful practices to the degree that they did not want to abandon their wayward lifestyle. Therefore, God, who is holy and righteous, God had to pass judgment upon the Jewish nation for this transgression. In Isaiah chapter 5, God noted that sin bound the Jews to itself, just as surely as a rope binds a beast of burden to a cart. This interpretation recognizes the addictive nature of sin and the difficulty of escaping its effects through human effort alone. Paul indeed wrote about his fruitless efforts to eschew sin in the seventh chapter of Romans. Now, Paul was a righteous man who wanted to avoid sin. Yet he observed how, quote, sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence, unquote. In other words, the Mosaic law, which was holy and right within itself, the Mosaic law actually stimulated the apostle's evil desires, causing him to commit sin. As a result, Paul continued, quote, I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members, unquote. Paul wanted to break away from the power of sin. But by contrast, Isaiah's Jewish contemporaries did not want to forsake their sins. Indeed, they adopted cultural practices that made them even more vile than their pagan neighbors. God could not, and indeed did not, let such behavior pass. All through the prophetic books, God called upon the Jewish people to do two things. First, repent of their sins, and second, return unto him. Despite these appeals, the Jews continually failed to turn to God. In his time, God punished the Jews for their sinful proclivities. God gave this warning to Isaiah's contemporaries in the hopes that they would, in fact, turn away from their sins and turn toward him. They failed to do so. Within a matter of years, God would take away their nation. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.